When Hurricane Charley hit central Florida, it destroyed about 12,000 homes and left another 19,000 severely damaged. In the week and a half since the storm, the federal and state governments have been scrambling to provide new housing to replace what's been lost. From Venice, Florida, NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
In the last few days, this empty field off Interstate 75 has been transformed into a new neighborhood for survivors of Hurricane Charley. On the grass here, the Federal Emergency Management Agency has installed rows and rows of white metal travel trailers, each almost identical to the one next to it. Among the first residents is 63-year-old Helen Ellion. She's just moved into a 200-square-foot trailer near the front gate.
This is my bedroom. It's a nice-sized bed. I got my closets. All right, now for my grandkids, when they come and visit me, they got two bunk beds. This is my cute little bathroom. The sink, toilet.
Ellion became homeless when Hurricane Charley poked a hole in the roof of the house she shared with her daughter. Compared with what she's used to, her new accommodations are modest. Her trailer has no yard, no garage, and overlooks a swamp with a sign that warns of alligators. But Ellion is thrilled just to have a place to call home.
I was in a shelter for actually 7 days, and on the seventh day, the FEMA people came to our shelter. And I told one of the men, his name is Clarence, I don't know his last name, but he was a super-duper young man. This was 11 o'clock in the morning, 10 to 5, he told me I was approved of. I couldn't be so happy.
All told, FEMA is installing more than 300 trailers on this site. The agency eventually hopes to have as many as 8,000 across Florida, but it will take weeks to get them all in place. The trailers are intended to provide temporary lodging until people's permanent homes are rebuilt. Florida Governor Jeb Bush says housing storm victims is among the state's most difficult challenges.
Accelerating the rebuilding of existing housing stock is the number one element to get people in partially damaged homes back. We're going to have to redirect some of our housing dollars towards low to moderate income people that have lost their homes. Habitat for Humanity, I believe, can play a critical role, as they always do. We're going to hit this on all cylinders.
Yesterday, Governor Bush met with people who need housing aid. As photographers snapped pictures, he presented them with large mock-ups of government checks, symbolic of the loans and grants available to displaced residents.
Are these cashable?
Yes, yes, sir, they are. That,
the real one they
Karen Hoskins received one of the symbolic checks, as well as a genuine one for $10,000, a low-interest federal loan to help her start repairs on her Punta Gorda home.
The roof was completely gone. There's a lot of water damage. In the garage and in the study and in my children's rooms, they were completely soaked. So, you know, we're just going to start over.
Hoskins is staying at a friend's house until hers is rebuilt, but other people aren't as fortunate. More than 1,000 families are still in shelters. Since the hurricane, retired plumber Bill Michael has been sleeping on a cot at a Port Charlotte community center. His apartment building was leveled in the storm, and he says he can't find a new place to live.
I need a room or a small apartment. I had a one-bedroom apartment. I can afford the rent, but places just aren't available.
Indeed, even before the hurricane, there weren't many vacant apartments here, and the few that survived the storm were quickly rented. Emergency officials are confident that sooner or later they'll find trailers or other accommodations for everybody who's newly homeless. Still, they concede some will likely be living in shelters for several months. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Venice, Florida.